Ultrasound Gel Podcast.
Ultrasound Gel Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Ultrasound Gel Podcast. I'm Mike Pratz and I have with me again Jacob Avila.
Hello.
And we are so happy to have you listening to us. Today we're discussing an excellent paper titled Caudal Edge of the Liver in the Right Upper Quadrant View is the Most Sensitive Area for Free Fluid on the FAST Exam. Maybe you've heard of this paper. It's been kind of a big deal because it talks about a very commonly performed ultrasound, the FAST Exam, which in trauma is looking for any free fluid in the abdomen, in the intraperitoneal region, or around the heart. What is not known about the FAST is where specifically does the fluid accumulate in the different areas of the right upper quadrant, left upper quadrant, and pelvic views. So this study retrospectively attempts to see where is the fluid accumulating. This was done at a single trauma center. They included any of their trauma patients which were supine and had a complete FAST exam of sufficient quality, and they excluded people if they were unable to assess all regions of the FAST exam for free fluid. So inadequate scans, even if they were not initially recorded as inadequate, if the reviewer said this is inadequate, they threw it out. And also if they were unable to do a chart review to follow up on the patient or check their CTs, they also excluded them.
And they didn't do cardiac views also.
Correct. They were only looking at the abdominal views in this case. The ultrasounds were performed by emergency medicine residents of all years and levels of training. So what happened in these cases is they had their database of ultrasound, they identified FAST exams, they had one fellowship-trained EM faculty and three senior EM residents who looked at all of these and determined if there was free fluid in certain places on the ultrasound images. So what you have to understand is they broke down every view into three different sub-quadrants. So in the right upper quadrant, they were looking at the space between the diaphragm and the liver. In addition, they're looking at the space between the liver and the kidney, and they're looking at the caudal edge of the liver superior to the right paracolic gutter. In the left upper quadrant, similarly, they looked at the splenodiaphragmatic space between the spleen and diaphragm, secondly, at the splenorenal space, thirdly, at the inferior pole of the left kidney or the left paracolic gutter. And then for the pelvic or suprapubic view, they were looking laterally on both sides of the bladder, posterior to the bladder, or posterior to the uterus in females. So the way that this worked is that all the patients got their FAST exam, and then at this institution, they either went straight to the OR or they got CTs of their abdomen and pelvis. Jacob, what did they find when they looked at all of these exams?
So they looked, it was a single institution. They looked over the course of about a year and a half. They excluded the bad studies. And it's kind of impressive, actually. They ended up including 1,008 scans and only excluded 150. These guys must be doing like really good ultrasounds and getting good, you know, like documentation and follow-up and stuff. So out of those 1,008, there was 4.8% of which that were positive. I think that's kind of important to know, just to know like what your incidence in all trauma patients are. As you mentioned, Mike, they were just trying to figure out exactly in which like sub-region they're more likely to be positive. And I love this paper because it actually gives us percentages of when, you know, these examinations were going to be positive. A lot of the findings are not surprising. In fact, none of these are like particularly surprising to me, but I'm glad that we actually have hard data behind it. I mean, 1,000 patients is pretty good amount of you know data there. So the right upper quadrant, the vast majority, 93.8%, had fluid and blood in the caudal edge of the liver or in the right paracolic gutter. And we stress that a lot. Initially, you know, when I was taught this, they talked about Morrison's pouch being the place you have to look, and you probably should look in Morrison's pouch, but that's not the place where fluid is most likely to accumulate first. It's actually a little bit lower than that. But the hepatorenal space was the second most common at 84.4%. And then the hepatodiaphragmatic space, which is the area above the liver, you know, or more cephalad to the liver, was present fluid was present there 15.6% in the right upper quadrant. And the right upper quadrant was positive 66.7% of the time. So the right upper quadrant is still the most likely place to be positive. Now, Mike, I'm not good at math, but I feel like 93.8% plus 84.4% plus 15.6% probably adds up to more than 100%. Why is that?
I think it's like 101, just running the numbers in my head. Yeah, but the reason is that these studies were positive in more than one subquadrant right. at the same time.
And we see that very often. I mean, clinically, that makes perfect sense. Now, the next most common place was the pelvis. And I had a hard time with like all the regions in the pelvis. And the way that I try to think about it is whatever side the blood was coming from was the side that the blood is more likely gonna accumulate. I mean, this is kind of the way that I think about it. So posterior to the uterus and the pelvic cul-de-sac, which makes sense, that's the most dependent portion, that was present 77.7% of the time. The lateral to the bladder was the next most common, 64.7. And then posterior to the bladder and anterior to the pelvic organ, so in between the two, happened in 58.8%. And you'll see that more often if you have a retroflexed uterus. Left upper quadrant. Now, this is something that I stress, and I'm glad there's data behind it. We stress that the most common place, you know, when we teach this for blood to accumulate left upper quadrant is going to be above the spleen, in the splenodiaphragmatic area. And this study corroborates that. That was the most common, 64.7. The next most common was the splenorenal, so I guess the Morrison's pouch equivalent in the left upper quadrant, 58.8%. And then the least common was the left paracolic gutter, 23.5%. It's almost like this is like in reverse, right? Like the left upper quadrant, the most common place is going to be above the spleen, followed by Morrison's pouch, followed by the paracolic gutter. And in the right upper quadrant, it's the opposite of that, right? It's like the right paracolic gutter below the liver, then Morrison's pouch, and then above the diaphragm, or excuse me, above the liver.
Yeah, and one thing that's interesting in the left upper quadrant, we reviewed a paper earlier in one of our first podcasts, actually, that looked at fluid that was isolated in the left upper quadrant, and it showed that the most common finding was actually in the left paracolic gutter. Now, again, they had a low sample of fast exams that were isolated mm-hmm. to the left upper quadrant and positive. They only had 6 exams, but of those, I believe 4 out of the 6 were positive only in the left paracolic gutter. So,
right. And that was like 100 scans, right? Wasn't that like right. over like 100? Yeah.
So that's a little bit different than these findings where it's showing that there's more fluid in the splenorenal space than the left paracolic gutter in the left upper quadrant.
Right.
Also of note, in the suprapubic views that you were talking about, obviously in male patients, you can't get that space posterior to the uterus. So those exams, there were only 9 of them because they were looking for positive fluid in female patients. So that's why that percentage is going to be a lot higher than the other ones, because mm-hmm. there was 7 out of the 9 cases in females were positive in that area of the suprapubic view, but mm-hmm. there was still a good chunk that were positive lateral to the bladder, because that was overall 15 patients out of 23. Mm-hmm. So the mm-hmm. percentage is lower, but it's a lot lower denominator for the posterior to uterus view.
Yeah, I get that.
Another thing that came up with this data was that the third part of the right upper quadrant, which was the caudal tip of the liver, that was always positive when Morrison's pouch was positive in this study. There was no false positives that they identified when they compared these fast exams to the CTs or the OR nice. Reports. And secondly, there were 2 cases of isolated hepatodiaphragmatic free fluid on the fast exam, meaning that there was only free fluid in between the liver and the diaphragm in the right upper quadrant, but they didn't actually believe it. And when they looked on the CTs in those same patients, there was free fluid in all the areas on the right upper quadrant. So maybe that was just because they couldn't get great views of the other areas in those cases.
They're slicing it weird.
Mm-hmm. And comparing it again to that other study with the left upper quadrant, there were 5 cases where the left upper quadrant was positive, but the right upper quadrant was negative.
So interesting.
Although it's most, the right upper quadrant is still going to be positive more often than the left upper quadrant, you can't forget about that left upper quadrant.
Now, one thing that I want to ask, I mean, they talk a lot about sensitivity, but it seems like they're only mentioning incidence. I mean, How are those things? I don't understand how those things are.
That was a little bit confusing to me too. So the name and the title of the paper is that the caudal edge of the liver is the most sensitive area for free fluid. And I think what they mean is not a true sensitivity, but actually that is the area where it's most likely going to accumulate. Because when you talk about sensitivity, in the true sense, it's true positives divided by your true positives plus your false negatives. And in this case, we're only looking at the positive fast results. We're not talking about the false negatives at all. So I think what they meant is that when you're looking back, these are the areas where it's going to be positive most of the time. And therefore, theoretically, this will be your most sensitive spot for picking up free fluid.
Yeah, maybe we'll just have somebody like smarter than us explain it to us, and then we'll feel dumb.
Yeah, feel free to comment on the website, ultrasoundgel.org. We always review those comments. We're happy to get in a discussion about it. Mm-hmm. So, Jacob, does this study change your practice at all? Does it help you or change how you teach the FAST exam?
It doesn't, because it's literally exactly how I teach the FAST exam, but now I have data to support it a little bit more. I mean, we had some data before, but it wasn't as good as this data.
I agree with you. So you see a lot of people that only are getting Morrison's pouch on their right upper quadrant view, and they need to slide the probe down and take a look at that caudal edge of the liver.
Right.
So a few other minor things about this study. Some of the scans were not actually recorded, so they couldn't be included in the study. And the amount of time between the FAST and the CT or the OR was not recorded. So there's always the possibility that free fluid accumulated on the CTs or in the OR that wasn't seen on the ultrasound. But since there was no false positives, that doesn't matter too much in this case. They didn't do any inter-rater reliability because just a single person was reviewing these scans most of the time. So to summarize this study, this was a retrospective review of positive FAST exams. The findings were that the right upper quadrant was the most commonly positive, and in the right upper quadrant, the space at the caudal edge of the liver was most commonly positive. In the left upper quadrant, the most commonly positive space was the splenodiaphragmatic space, and in the pelvis, the most commonly positive was either lateral to the bladder, or in females, it was posterior to the uterus. So take-home points for me are that we should always scan all of these spaces in the FAST exam, specifically with attention to the caudal tip of the liver in the right upper quadrant and the splenodiaphragmatic space in the left upper quadrant. Lateral to the bladder is probably where your money's going to be in the pelvis, or posterior to the uterus in females. So remember that when you're doing your FAST and teaching your FAST. I again thank the authors for performing this great study that helps us out with a very commonly performed exam. And I thank you for listening to this podcast. We'll talk to you later.
More pressure, more gel, more pressure, more gel.
Ultrasound gel podcast.
Nailed it.